Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and Joseph Sternberg, my colleague, he's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He is in London. He writes the political economics column for the journal. And we are observing not only the Indian variant in Britain, but there is the matter of vaccine nationalism. There has been a contest. I speak well of AstraZeneca. But, Joe, I want to mention that Europe did not acquit itself smoothly during this long crisis. Is it your opinion that that friction is lifting now that the economy is open again, and that that friction might have been because of the lockdowns, not because of the competition between AstraZeneca or Moderna or Pfizer, that it was all a way of expressing anxiety? Or am I being too optimistic about European squabbling?
Well, what's interesting about the situation is that I think that a lot of the political pressure seems to be alleviating, because after these long, very costly delays, costly both economically and in terms of illness and people dying in the interim, most European countries have finally gotten their act together on vaccination, and I think that their rates are increasing pretty healthily, and that is bringing with it the dividend in terms of the improving health situation. So I think that it's helping considerably, in terms of the politics of these vaccine issues and some of these trade disputes that we've seen. The public is no longer experiencing this huge amount of stress about the virus itself. And in fact, there's some prospect that there's going to be more economic reopening in the coming couple months, including tourism. Now, there is this interesting problem where, in typical European fashion, sometimes these things really can take on a bureaucratic life of their own. So I think that you have to worry that once the bureaucracy went down this path of sort of playing games with various potential trade restrictions to do with the vaccines, or suing a company like AstraZeneca to do with whether it was delivering on the contracts, that sort of bureaucratic process then can kind of grind on even after the immediate political crisis has ended. And so, they're not going to be out of the woods in policy terms here. But I do sense that the mood is improving pretty dramatically as the weather improves, as the vaccine rolls out, as the health situation seems to improve.
Yes, and as of Monday the 17th, what you had was reason to be cheerful about the UK. But the situation in Europe and the situation around the world remains cautious, to say the least. So what have we learned from this, Joe? It might be that we're not out of it, but there's a moment to reflect. Brexit, did that contribute to the friction, or is Brexit a separate matter? I know we've had this discussion several times in the last year, but it's always hanging there. In fact, there's a headline I noted today I'm reading everything about the virus, but I see this headline in the Telegraph, which is the Tory newspaper. Yes, MPs are droning on about Brexit again, and it's even more tedious than ever. So what we have is Brexit hangs in the background like the unwanted younger brother in a basketball game. And yet whenever the team takes a break, he's back out there dribbling. So is Brexit still a matter of friction with the European Union? You've written about it extensively.
Yes, and this is such a fascinating tie-in to the broader vaccination and pandemic story, because in an odd sort of way, if Brexit had not existed going into the pandemic would have ended up inventing it anyway, because I think that given the UK had such a long history of having a very ambivalent relationship with the EU, If we were living in an alternative universe where there had not been Brexit already, then I think that certainly British Eurosceptics, seeing all of the problems that the EU experienced with the vaccine rollout, would have really fueled a lot of their calls for leaving the EU at that point anyway. So, in that sense, it's sort of not clear that Brexit was directly related to the pandemic. But what you're also seeing is all of these other issues that are tied up with the Brexit that had actually happened, before the pandemic, that are only now kind of coming into focus precisely because people are able to dig out from some of the economic and health issues that have been preoccupying them. And suddenly we're discovering that we have all of these trade disputes to do with fisheries policy that were not fully resolved in the pre-pandemic negotiations. We have a lot of issues to do with, Northern Ireland and a bunch of other, trade frictions that are surfacing again. And in a sense, it's almost like this is another sign that nature is healing itself after this disruption, that we're back to arguing about something so small seeming as fishing rights.
Well, I've been reading about those fishing rights. I didn't know you were going to bring it up, Joe. Good heavens. We're talking about the threat by France to cut the electricity off to the Jersey Islands. I thought that was a spectacular demonstration that, they're always back at Waterloo, ready to refight that battle. We have 30 seconds here. Does it make it into the telly?
There's been a lot of attention to that kind of issue. And again, I think that this is a positive sign that people now have the bandwidth to think about things other than the pandemic. So
Joseph Sternberg is a member of the editorial board of The Wall Street Journal. He is based in London. And we're going to turn to the recovery in America when we come back, because Joe has written what you'd say was a heretical column once upon a time about inflation. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.